Welcome to Chris Clegg's Minor League Baseball Show. Insight on the future starts of Major League Baseball today. From in-depth scouting reports, player interviews, and can't-miss performances. If it's happening in the minors, we have you covered. Here's your host, Chris Clegg.
Welcome into the show. Today is Tuesday. It's August the 5th. We're back. It's the Minor League Weekend Recap. Talking about everything that took place over the weekend that you need to know across the landscape of minor league baseball. My name is Chris Clegg. I'm the host of the show today and looking forward to diving in with you. But first, the show is brought to you by Connect Roasters. Connect Roasters is Ian Happ's coffee company that make incredible blends of coffee, kind of sourced from all over the world, which is really cool. They've got great canned cold brew. You've got the Ian Happ specialty gold glove blend, and you can go get that blend, buy one, get one 50% off by using the code DynastyDugout at checkout or use the link in the show description. It's right there as well. We're also proud to partner with Chinook Seedery. Chinook is the best sunflower seeds in the game. All sorts of flavors that you will love. Go check them out. ChinookSeedery.com. Get 10% off your order using the code DynastyDugout. All right. Today is the weekend recap. Everything that you need to know that took place over the weekend, the best performers across the minor league landscape. I want to start with Owen Murphy. Owen Murphy of the Atlanta Braves. He was breaking out last year, like taking off in a big way. He blew out his arm late April, early May. It was in Asheville. It was cold, like 45 degrees, raining. I know because I was there. It was a dominant start. They bring him out for the eighth inning. He was dominating and ultimately blows out his arm. He comes back, though, this year and looks really, really good post-TJ. I mean, everything that he showed this year has been incredible. So I'm looking at what he did this week. Let's watch the film. Let's see. Here's a start from this weekend. He's facing off against Greensboro. That's Connor Griffin. He's striking out, by the way. Top prospect in baseball. Murphy's fastball velocity is up, actually. Like, he's 92, 93 consistently now, which is good. Coming back from TJ, you like to see that. Some pretty outlier traits on it. It's high IVB from its release point. He hides the ball exceptionally well, as you can see there. Like, how he kind of keeps the ball back until release. Like, just hides it exceptionally well. He'll run that fastball down. He'll run the fastball up. Like, Murphy's just kind of one of those guys that, while he's smaller, it works. The athleticism's there. Good moving on the mound. There's a slider and a curveball. Distinct pitches, slider in the mid-80s. Curveball sitting closer to 80. And there's a changeup that he's mostly used against left-handed bats. But Murphy's comfortable throwing pretty much all pitches to both sides. As you saw there, that slider to the back foot of a lefty. Pretty impressive, but honestly, I'm just most impressed that Murphy has come back and looked how he has. He had 8 strikeouts and 3 1/3 scoreless innings over the weekend. He had a 15% swing and strike rate, really good stuff across the board. And honestly, like, he just looks ready to continue his ascent up prospect rankings. I really didn't drop him all that far when he had TJ. He was moving into my top 100. He fell just out of it. But seeing the stuff now with where he is, like, that's pretty insane. Not going to lie to you. That's impressive stuff from Owen Murphy, the Atlanta Braves. So very encouraging to see him come back how he is. I will see him in person this week. So looking forward to that. I'll have more detail about that. Rome is in town here in Greenville. So not a lot going on around me outside of that. So I will definitely be tuned into that. See Alex Lodis of the Atlanta Braves as well. So some fun scouting trips looking forward to end the year. It's crazy we're winding down, but Owen Murphy, certainly not winding down at all. He's ramping up and looks really, really good. So that's encouraging to see from him. What about a rising prospect like Yohiker Fajardo? That's the Boston Red Sox 18-year-old prospect. Fajardo, this video is from Sox player dev account. I mean, he was dominant. He faced off against a really good Lynchburg lineup first off with a lot of good contact hitters. Struck out 8, 1 hit, no walks across 5 2/3. That's fun to see. Again, this kid's 18. You can see the frame. Like, he's got a strong lower half, pretty well filled out. The fastball's ticked up this year. He's now getting closer to the mid-90s pretty regularly. See, in the last start, he topped at 96, but he's routinely sitting 93 to 5 now. Last year was sitting like 91, 92. He has topped out 97 this year, which is encouraging. It's a 6'3" projectable frame, so you like to see that. He'll mix in both a riding four-seam and a running two-seam fastball. He'll drop in a nasty slider like you just saw to that back foot of a lefty. Love to see that. He's got a pretty well-developed changeup. There's the changeup, by the way, if you're watching. There's some really good stuff there in this profile. Watch that film again if you want, just to see the arm talent that we are talking about here. It's kind of a long, loose arm action, which is fine. Like, it'll play. The command's taken a big leap forward. Over his last four starts, Fajardo has allowed just one earned run in 20 innings, 20 strikeouts to 5 walks. The changeup I mentioned that you've seen to some of those lefties, it works 86 to 88. So good enough separation off the fastball. And the slider, a few ticks back, 83 to 85 with pretty good depth. There is some inconsistencies with shape at times, but he has missed plenty of bats with it. So stock up for Fajardo. And you'll spell that, you can see it on the screen if you're watching, but it's Y-H-O-I-K-E-R. Fajardo is F-A-J-A-R-D-O. Joe Heeker, Fajardo, the Boston Red Sox. Really, really fun arm there. His continued dominance has been one to watch for sure. So keep an eye on him. He is moving up my rankings pretty substantially, and I think he will continue to trend upward. I think he had him around 400 in the rankings. Wouldn't shock me if he ended the year in Greenville, honestly, and he continued to move up. We talked about Nestor Germán last weekend. Guess what? He did it again. Another dominant start. 19 strikeouts over his last two starts, which is encouraging to see. And over his last four starts, he has a 3.10 ERA with a 27% K minus BB rate. Love to see that. Germán, somebody we've had our eyes on by multiple of our scouts, including me. Saw him last year, saw him in spring training this year. Connor McGovern has seen him in Bowie or Chesapeake now several times, and the stuff is there. Fastball's up to mid-90s, topping 97. He's got a low to mid-80s slider, upper 70s curveball, and a pretty interesting changeup. He's got fade, but kind of high riding pitch, kind of a split-esque. It's interesting, but 6'3", 225 frame. Germán is finally showing what we all want to see, and it's good dominance on the mound that we've been waiting on. We've got to talk Ty Johnson of the Tampa Bay Rays. He was part of a trade last year, comes over to the Rays organization, and they completely changed him. He was part of the Isak Paredes trade. He was with the Cubs. I saw him in Myrtle Beach like the second week of the season last year. And honestly, I was just like, I don't know. Like, the command just wasn't there. But then I saw him again after the trade. I got to start where he piggybacked Brody Hopkins. That was a blast, guy. That was one of my favorite starts of last year that I saw. But a 15th rounder, 93, 95 on the fastball. Good stuff. He's got a pretty low release height, considering he's 6'6", so you like to see that. It's got pretty good ride from the release height. He's got a slider, mid-80s range, two-plane break. He's got an 83-mile-an-hour changeup that he doesn't use often, but we will need to see a third pitch further developed. But Johnson's been so good. It was the first time that he had gone 7 innings in his career, which was fun to see. And he struck out 10 batters, walked just one. Over his last 9 starts, a 1.59 ERA. 26% K minus BB rate. So Ty Johnson, really, really good. There's several other pitchers to talk about. One I do want to hit on is Eleazar Dishmay. So we got some funny names today, and Dishmay is one of them. Dishmay spelled D-I-S-H-M-E-Y, and Eleazar, E-L-I-A-Z-A-R. Let me cut up one video, but this was a fastball. You can see the run on that pitch, ride and run. It's pretty electric stuff from Dishmay. He does sit around 94 miles per hour. So you'll see there on the fastball, he's reached up to 98. It's a little bit of a dead zone shape. He's like 15 inches of IVB, 13 inches of run. But look at the release height here. It's 5'3" on the release height. If the video will load, there we go. Watch the release. Kind of tough. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough spot for hitters to pick up from that release point. He gets like arm kind of out to third base side with good extension. His four-seam is like up to 18 inches of IVB, which is pretty good from that release. And then he's got a upper 70s curve. He's got good depth horizontal, a slider with more horizontal, more carry to it. And there's a changeup as well. I think the changeup has taken a pretty good step forward this year. It's like 14 inches of fade sitting 87 on that offering. So there's some of the arms that stood out over the weekend. Dishmay was really, really good across the board. He dominated. He had 10 strikeouts across five scoreless with three hits allowed. He did hit three batters. That's kind of been the downfall this year for Dishmay, is that he is walking a lot of guys or hitting guys by pitch, as we saw three there. So control can be an issue at times for Dishmay, but the arm talent is fun there, and he's 20. So we shall see how that works out. But let's take a quick break. We have a lot of good hitters to talk about. Top prospects to some sneaky deep names. We'll get right back with you after the break.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
All right, right out of the gate, we got to talk about Dylan Beavers as far as hitters go. He's been one of the hottest hitters in the minor leagues. He's on the cusp of a call-up at this point. Beavers has been spectacular this year. You know, I was kind of out on Beavers after 2024. Like, he just wasn't great. He took a big step forward, kind of catapulted by a swing change that you like to see. He's kind of killed the leg kick a little bit. He's getting the foot down much earlier. He's timing up balls much better, which is great to see. He's in a much better start at the starting position at the beginning of his swing, which you like to see. And last year, we kind of barrel tipped a bit. We're not getting that as much this year. You see the bat, you know, stays, the hands are a little higher and stay there. And he's absolutely mashed. And he's already pushed past his home run total this year, which is fun to see. And the strikeout rate's fallen. Under the hood, the exit velocities are good. It's like 88 mile an hour average, which is fine. It's not great, but you see that ball there, 108.2. The ninth percentile exit velocity is up to like near 106, which is a lot of fun. That's a big mark and things that we like to see from Dylan Beavers. He's pretty selective. He picks his spots well. So Beavers is a good hitter. I think he's major league ready. He's not going to get called up for the next 10 days or so, so he can maintain eligibility for prospect eligibility for 2026. I wouldn't be shocked if we see Basayo and Beavers come up over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Let them play, let them get their feet wet in the majors, and they break camp next year with the Orioles with an attempt to ultimately run at Rookie of the Year. So Dylan Beavers, really big step forward. And I'll admit, like, I was low on him. I was high on Beavers at one point. I was really low on him after last year. Seeing him this spring, I was like, I don't know. And now this year, just the resurgence has been so good. And when you see the underlying improve, when you see the improvements with the swing, like, when I can get an underlying data improvement and mechanical backup, like, I buy into it. So Beavers is a very close to a top 100 prospect. For me, this next guy is a no-doubt top 100 prospect, one of the better prospects in the minors. And that's Bryce Elders. This video, not great here, but mashing home runs. He's in AAA with the Giants, and man, they are a lot of fun. He is going to be, I don't know if he gets called up this year, to be honest with you. Elders did miss some time this year, which, you know, could affect the call up, but he's a legit profile with big time power. The 9th percentile exit velocity is up to near 109. That would be one of the best marks in all of baseball, including the majors. That's a high end power. It is legit. And you can see, like, this kid has 70 grade juice, no doubt about it. He had a couple home runs over the weekend. He barrels up the ball at insane rates, has a 16% barrel rate right now. Yeah, he mashes pitches in the zone, especially over the heart of the plate, but he's probably like an average approach and contact guy, but that's okay. Like, it's going to play from a power hitter like this when you have 70 grade raw power. The power does come naturally. I think the swings, yeah, he doesn't try to overdo it in the swing. He doesn't try to hit home runs every time, which I like, but he still has very good bat speed, very strong wrist. He just checks all the boxes that you want to see from a hitter. So Bryce Eldridge is a guy that I am very excited about seeing his debut. When does it come? Like, I guess that's still the question, but ultimately it will be soon if it's not this year. So Amil Morales of the Dodgers, he was promoted from the complex to single A, and it's been good. Like, he had a two-home run weekend, which is great, much needed. The power's there. There's been no denying Amil Morales' power. So that's encouraging to see him get to the home runs. He's now up to 11 for the season. He started in complex ball, which, remember, the complex starts a month later than most seasons, and he had four hits and two strikeouts over the weekend. The two strikeouts is the most notable thing for Morales, because there's a lot of whiff in the profile, and there's some holes against breaking balls. He'll chase a lot out of the zone against breakers. Those things are concerning, at least a little bit. So, you know, you got to watch out for that, but there's power. He's a good athlete, but if he fills out a little more, could shift to third base. That would not shock me at all if that were the case, but Morales has been good. The surface numbers look good. The power has increased this year, and you like to see that. And ultimately, it just come down to contact for Emil Morales. But I've got a lot of questions about this guy. He's getting more and more buzz, and that's Victor Arias of the Toronto Blue Jays. And Victor Arias is solid. So he has really put on show. And that swing, he mashed this ball. It was 107 off the bat, if I'm not mistaken. We're talking a ninth percentile right around that mark, like 107, 108 range. Contact has been inconsistent against double A, so he recently promoted. So, like, we give him a little bit of a break for that. I still kind of wonder about the hit tool. Ultimately, I think Arias is, he's a good runner, like pretty good athlete for his size, which is fun. I think that when you can get to that kind of power, you have the hard hit rates you do, like, there's plenty of upside to dream on. Now, what's the issue? It's ground balls. So 55% ground ball rate this year. That's something to watch for Victor Arias, but there's no denying that he's a really, really good hitter. It's just a matter of, can he piece it all together? And that's what I'm kind of still waiting on. I'm waiting to see if we can see it kind of click. And maybe I'll be late on him. I'm okay with that. Like, there's a lot of guys that can hit the ball hard like he does that also hit it on the ground like this. So that's something to watch, especially when the hit tool, I think, still has some question marks. The power's good. There's some speed. Like, he has stolen bases. So he's 17 stolen bases on 22 attempts. So pretty good success rate so far. It's just a matter of, like, will he run against major league catchers? And can he lift the ball enough and make enough contact? So I still think there are questions. He struggled to pull good fastballs. That's something that I want to see answered. But there is talent. I'm not denying that. There's really good power in the profile. He's a fun bat with good potential. It's a matter of putting it all together. Arias will turn 22 over the next couple of weeks. So he's, like, still kind of young. There's still time for him to iron this out. The swing's pretty linear, which is my concern with Arias. Can he get enough loft to play? And maybe not. Maybe he can. So still a wait and see for me. But if you like this kind of prospect with some good juice, like, the exit velocities are there for sure. So that's going to do it for today's show. That was the weekend recap of the players that stood out to me over the weekend. Be sure to check out the website. I've wrote up way more players over the weekend. So go click the link in the profile or the show description. You can see the full report of everybody you need to know, but it's going to do it, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we will see you tomorrow. I'm going to break down some of my live looks from last week. Until then, everyone take care.